Today's recording is sponsored by Lisa Herman for the sake of the ascent of the soul of her father, David Yisrael ben Yehoshua, in honor of his seventh Yahrzeit. May the Torah learning in his honor protect the Jewish people from all of our enemies for revealed good always. A couple of weeks ago on Shabbos morning, I was in shul, and I had the experience that I'm sure many of you have had when you notice that even though many different people come at many different times during the services at Shabbos morning. Some people make it on time. Some people, you know, mosey on in later. And some people mosey on in even later than that. But everyone always leaves at the same time. It's always interesting that everyone manages to finish in a way, no matter how late you get there, everyone leaves at exactly the same time. And I happened to mention this observation to a friend of mine, and who responded with a very interesting, cute idea, that services Shabbos morning in a synagogue is the exact opposite of a horse race. In a horse race, all the horses leave at exactly the same time, but everyone finishes at a different time. Maybe only a couple of seconds between them, but no matter how exactly equal all the horses start, everyone finishes at different times. But a minyan is the opposite. A minyan, everyone comes in at different times maybe, and sometimes they're very far apart, could be more than a couple of seconds, but everyone leaves at exactly the same time. And I thought to myself and realized that it's a great mashal, it's a great parable that actually conveys the truth about the creation of the world and the coming of Mashiach. And I think this is extremely pertinent. It's been on my mind a lot over the past 36 hours since I saw some unfortunate comments made by some people that call themselves rabbis, which whatever. But it's been on my mind a lot, as I'm sure it's been on the mind of any thinking, authentic, real person, that since that maniac opened fire Shabbos morning in Pittsburgh and said that all Jews must die, there's no time that we have to as badly need to band together and realize the truth of reality. And that is that the truth of reality is like a minyan Shabbos morning, not like a horse race. Because all of our souls come to this world different times, from the beginning of the creation of the world until today. All the souls that enter this world enter at different times and levels of observance. But when Mashiach comes, it's like when the minyan is over, and this time, but we're going to really see Hashem, when this service of the creation of the world will be over, Mashiach will come, when the real beginning of reality will begin, we will all be there, the entire Jewish people will be there. There is no such thing at that time as some Jews that will make it and some will not. As an entire nation, in fact, entire humanity, but the Jewish people specifically, we all have to know this and bear this in mind. We all will be there to greet Mashiach, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say all the time, how no Jew will be left behind when Mashiach comes. As the prophet Yechezkel says, Va'atem tluktu echad echad b'nei Yisrael, you will be gathered one by one b'nei Yisrael, and Rashi uses the words that means that Hashem is going to hold every single person by the hand and individually bring them to Mashiach. We will all be there at the finish line together when this minyan, when this service of the reality of the world finishes. This is not going to be like the Ark of Noah, where only certain people will be saved. That is a Christian idea, a Christian way of understanding eschatology. The Jewish belief is very much rooted in the fact that every single Jew will be part of the redemption. In fact, that's how the Lubavitcher Rebbe reads what we say to the wicked son at the night of the Seder. At the night of the Seder, when the wicked son takes himself out of the klal, takes himself out of klal Yisrael, you say to him, if you would have been there at the redemption from Egypt, you would not have been redeemed. Because we know, in fact, that the redemption from Egypt, only 1/5 of the Jewish people made it out. But the Rebbe's medayik, the Rebbe points out that what you're actually saying to the wicked son, you're not yelling at them. You're saying to them and encouraging them and saying, no matter how much you might take yourself out of the klal, no matter how distant you might have become from Hashem and from Torah, it doesn't matter. If you would have been there by the redemption from Egypt before the giving of the Torah, there was a possibility of you not being redeemed. But when Mashiach is going to come, you say to the wicked son, you say to any person that you know that is different than you are, and you think possibly, maybe, that they're not as religious as you are, which, by the way, nobody knows that either, because nobody knows what's going on inside another person. But even if you have a relationship and some kind of conversation with somebody that's quote-unquote not on the same level of observance as you, what you should be saying to that person is that there in Egypt you might not have been redeemed. When Mashiach comes, the entire Jewish people will be at the finish line. We're all going to be there together to be part of the redemption. And if there's a Jew that thinks that they're going to be on God's good side and somebody else is not, that type of thinking is what holds back the coming of Mashiach. We should be zeichem et Hashem this time, especially after what we've been through over the past few days, to only say good things about Jews. And especially rabbis and people in positions of education and influence have to be so careful to make sure that all Jews know that we're all in this together, and that Mitzvah Shem, the entire Jewish people, will be gathered as one with the rest of humanity to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. And then, as the Gemara says in Tainus, we will all sit in one huge circle without levels or a hierarchy. One huge circle with Hashem sitting in the middle, and we will all together point to God and say, here is our Redeemer that brought us our salvation with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.